So the Rambam says here, after establishing that Bismanenu, we only have Yudalad and Tesvav because we don't know the din of Kvarim, because we lack Malchus. And again, that theme of lacking Malchus is one of the primary distinctions between Megillah and Chanukah. Let's not forget, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, Chazra Malchus Yisrael, Yisrael Masayim Shana, Ad Churban Abayis Hashena. You don't have that when it comes to Hilchos Megillah. So Ben Ir, Halacha Yud, Shehalach Lekrach. So his normal day would be the 14th, but he goes to, let's say, a krach, like Yerushalayim, or Ben Krach, at the Toshav of Yerushalayim, who goes to Tel Aviv. Shehalach l'irim hayada'ato lachzor l'mekombo bizman kriya. So again, the Magid Mishnah interprets a little differently, but kipshuto, it means he intended to be back in his location when his location was reading, not where his current location is reading. But again, so the denizen of Tel Aviv is in Yerushalayim, and it's early in Adar, but he certainly is on a business trip. He certainly expects to be back in Tel Aviv by the time of the 14th. Vinis Akiv Vilo Chazar, but he gets caught up, and all of a sudden on the 14th, he finds himself in the Krach of Yerushalayim, Kore Kim Mekomo. So he should still read as a Ben Ir. Likewise, if you have a Toshav of Yerushalayim, who finds himself in Tel Aviv, and again, he expected certainly to be back by Tesavav, and he's not. The days are going along, and Yadalad comes. You should say, well, am I now basically a Tel Aviv resident for purposes of Purim? The answer is no, because it's determined by Da'at Olachzor or Shein Da'at Olachzor. So his Da'as was to be Chozer Makom. He never integrated into the place. I remember at the end of last year, Shlomi, when we were Osek in the Sugyas of Makom Shenago, you know, Nosan of Chumbar Samakom, Shiyatsim Bisham, Shachumbar Samakom, Shahalach Lasham. So that was an option too, but that's not what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam says, is you have the right to determine yourself on the basis of your original intention. However, Imlo Ayabadat Olachzor, Ella, Latseis Bekriyazo, Yatsa, Vimlo, Kivin La. Excuse me? But if his intention was never to return to his locale, whether he's a Benir, Shalach Lekrach, Benkrach, Shalach Leir, so then he does integrate into the Makom. And then the Rambam says, so what's the definition of a Krach? A Krach, V'chol Asam, V'chol, V'chol Anir Ha'imo, V'mei B'nei Ham Yosrael, Pa'imam, Maharezek, a Krach, V'korim B'tesavav. It's not just the Krach, but sort of the satellites of the Krach. So there is a big Chiddush here in the Rambam, where the Rambam says V'chol Anir Ha'imo is only Ad Mil, Ad Al Pa'imam, and the Magid Mishnah is Cholik, because the simple reading of the Gemara is not that way. The simple reading of the Gemara is Nir Afal Pishen Usamach, Safmach Afal Pishen Unira. So it's Nir Afal Pishen Usamach, the Geder of a Mil doesn't apply, so you have that's a Machlokas Rishonim. Yid Aleph, Ir Shehi Safik, Vein Yaduim Haisim Kevis Chomim Mos Yeshua Benun O Achar Kein Hukva, excuse me, Korin Bishnei Ayomim Shein Yudal B'Tesvav V'Leilehem. Now, what's surprising about this is Megillah's Dindir Abanan, so Misavik Derabban on the Kula. So the Magid Mishnah does point this out. He says maybe this is Amidas Chasidus, but to say that you require two Krios Meikra Hadin is a little surprising. But he says there are many who are Paskin like the Rambam. We'll come back to that in a second. Mevarchin al Kriyasa Biadal Bilvad. The principle of Savik Brachos the Hakel. So we're going to allow you to sort of defy that principle as well. No, Ho over he Zman Kriyasa the Rov HaOlam. So based on the Rov, you should assume that in all likelihood it's a Makom Yedala, the Chiddush is the Chumra that you're going to read on Tesvav as well. So I just wanted to point out one idea, on the basis of this Chumra of the Rambam. So what is this really? It reminds us of the case in the Arvei Psachim, of the Dalet Kosos and Haseba, where you have a Savik Derabban and Lekula. So the Ran points out there, as do many other Rishonim, a Savik Derabban and Lekula, if it gets you into a situation where you wouldn't do any haseib at all, right? Because the machlokas and the gemaras of the shnayim rishonim, shnayim machronim, so you say safek derabban lekula. If you evaluate each one independently, it's a safek whether you have to do it the first two kosos, safek you have to do the second two kosos, so you can be makel in both cases. You won't do the din of haseib at all. So perhaps what was animating the Rambam here is that the whole principle of safek derabban lekula is to evaluate independently, and you say, on Yom Yadalid, it's a suffix as to whether you have to read here, so let's be Mekel. On Yom Tesvav, it's a suffix as to whether you read here, let's be Mekel. So what's going to end up happening, Shlomi? You're not going to read the Megillah. So maybe the Rambam felt that the whole idea of Savik Derabban and Lekula wasn't shaykh to this particular situation. But what? But the principle of Safek Brachos Lahakel still was. Right? Because once you determine that there are multiple readings, so you have to be choshesh that, you know, you may be reciting Brachos in Antrichos, maybe even that triggers Losisa, probably not for the Balei Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam, but maybe for the Rambam, who's a little more restrictive about Brachos. So it would appear that that was the animating principle here in the Rambam. Karas al Megillah be'Adarishan ve'Acher Kach Ibru Beisin Es Hashana Chozrim ve'Korin Osa be'Adar Hasheni Bizmana. And of course, the Gemara here, links this to the idea in terms of the Kriyas al Megillah be'Adar Sheni of Somchin Geula leGeula. Right? It's the even though there's the Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos theory. And again, that's not this particular case, because again, this particular case was, you know, after all, already did it. But you absolutely need to read an Adar HaSamach L'Nisan, and the connection, as we've spoken about many times already, between Purim and Pesach is a multi-layered connection, not the least of which is that all the major events of Purim took place on Pesach. To just do a quick chazar of what we saw, so Shlomi, what's the determining principle? Somebody's on a trip, and is it Ben Ir Shalach L'Krach? He finds himself in the Krach. Or Ben Krach Shalach L'Ir? He finds himself in the Ir. So should he read with the Tzibur, or should he read on his own? So what was the determining factor, Lashita Sarambam?
Depends if you intended originally.
Dato Lachzor. Did you ever fully integrate into that particular place? Yeah, so that was the dispositive element. If you have defined what's a krach, so we know that the Gemara says that the Nira and Samach are integrated. What's the Chiddush of Shita Sarambam? Against the Gemara and against the simple reading of the Rishonim accept, that a krach...
A krach is... For Samach and Nira, you need 2,000...
Exactly. That the whole idea of Nira, Afal Bishen or Samach, doesn't seem like the Rambam paskins that line. He says it has to be within a meal. And the Rambam says you have a place which is a suffix as to whether it's really an Ira Krach. You should read in both. I would have happened to Safik Dirabban and Lekula, so I appealed to the Ran and Arvei Psachim. So the principle of Safik Dirabban and Lekula doesn't apply if the natural conclusion of Safik Dirabban and Lekula would be that the entire institution would be abrogated entirely. But the Rambam does say, Safik Brachos Lahakel, so you're Somech on the Rove, that it's probably a Makom Yudalid. The Magen Mishnah thinks that it's really could just be a Chumrah, because, you know, ultimately you could have used that Rove to be Koveya that you read on Yudalid itself. The Magen Mishnah does raise that possibility. So that's something to bear in mind as well. One final point in the Rambam is, again, as we get into the questions of Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, so even if you already, you know, appropriately fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmano Adar Rishon, once you create... One final point here is that even though you already certainly fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmano, well, once they're Ma'aber Es Hashanah, they add an Adar Sheni because of the impact of Adar HaSamach L'Nisan, so the reading has to be done again.